Hey, it's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge. It's been a while, I know. So listen, back in 2006, 2007, I guess, a bunch of us that were doing the podcast, myself, Donna, Vicky, and a whole bunch of our friends got together, and I had written an audio comedy soap opera called All My Girlfriends, and you are lucky enough now to lay your ears on it. So I'm going to be posting the episodes. It's two seasons. I believe it's a total of, I don't even know, 18 episodes, and they're short, only about 6 to 12 minutes long, and they're super funny and super fun, and I hope you guys all enjoy them, and it's been great revisiting this, so I hope you have as much fun as I did listening to them again. So long.
We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by Lesbians Coffee, Hot Beans, Great Coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
It's a typical Thursday night at the Clam Shack, a local lesbian bar on the beach in Surfside Bay, Florida.
Hey, Lane, what's up? How was Tartar Patrol today?
Oh, just lovely. I swear, Dr. Clinger gets every hormonal kid in Surfside Bay at that office. You wouldn't believe what this 30-year-old said to me today. If you show me your boobs while you clean my teeth, I promise not to scream. Can you believe it?
What? Get out. What a little freak. So?
So? What do you think, I flashed him? I gagged him with a paper bib.
Well, I never know with you. Nicely done. Beer?
I thought you'd never ask. Thank you. Ugh, what is TJ doing here? I thought she was off on Thursdays.
She's traded shifts with Kimbo.
I don't know how you do it, bae. She's your prissy, femmy, Shania Twain wannabe ex-girlfriend, and you have to look at her every single day since she's been back.
Lane, seriously, I think you hate her more than I ever did.
Oh, please, come on, she crapped all over you.
No, she didn't. It was a mutual breakup. No big deal. I mean, we weren't even, like, committed or anything.
Are you shitting me? You weren't seeing anyone else while you were with her. That's committed in my book, hun. Then she just up and leaves without notice to go fill in for a backup singer on Faith Hill's Cry Tour for three shows?
That you know of. I wasn't seeing anyone that you know of.
Excuse me? What? Don't you walk away from me.
Hey, look! The new copy of the She-Rag is in.
Oh, grab me a copy. I'm all out of kitty litter. Honestly, why do we even read this?
Excellent. Here we go. The local scene. Page 4.
TJ walks up to the bar with her tray next to the two of them.
Hey, loser.
Satan.
Don't you two ever tire of making fun of that magazine? I mean, it's kind of transparent at this point. And sad.
What's that supposed to mean?
You guys shit on anything cutting edge. If it doesn't involve Nike, Ellen, the WNBA, or pot, you make fun of it. You trash lesbians who wear makeup, go to the gym, own a bike, get married, have kids, drink Cosmos, go to Southside dance clubs, or wear heels. Seriously, if it doesn't fall into your idea of a lesbian, you don't want to have anything to do with it.
That's not true. We only shit on your friends, TJ. Oh, wait, that's who puts out this BS rag. Big surprise.
TJ, you know this high-gloss crap gives a false view of the community. It's totally political. It pushes the same Victoria's Secret image that's already forced down society's throat because it's the only idea of a lesbian that mainstream media is comfortable with. It totally perpetuates the straight man's fantasy of what a lesbian is.
Well, you weren't complaining when this Victoria's Secret fantasy was sleeping with you, Bailey.
Probably because she knew she can get better sex from a vibrator. I wouldn't even have to listen to you to boot.
Whatever. I need three beers for the pool players.
Here. Go. Bye.
Dina Jones, Bailey's business manager and TJ's best friend, walks up to the bar.
Hey, Bailey. You have a minute to go over a few things?
Dina, for you, I have all the time in the world. Actually, I was just waiting for you to finish your not one, but two Cosmos before I asked how the sponsorship meeting went.
Well, it's not in the can and it's not dead in the water either.
Okay, not sure what that means. What happened? I thought the restaurant wanted to be a show sponsor.
You know, Bailey, you did three stand-up comedy shows in a four-minute segment on AM radio. You're relatively unknown here. You know, businesses aren't necessarily willing to invest in an unknown comic show. Christ's sakes, but, you know, I'm still selling you, and believe me, it's no easy task. We'll get there, I promise. Just relax.
Hey, Dina, did you try Lesbo Beer? You know they're local. They bottle all their way. Maybe they're interested.
I tried them. They're interested in half-page ad and she-rag, and that's pretty much the entire advertising budget.
Shit. You know, if I had a frickin' bird, I'd line its cage with that magazine, overfeed the damn thing until it's shit all over it. It's the only thing it's worth using it for.
Well, I could call it She Pad and line my underwear with it once a month. Then again, I'm probably not femme enough for that.
Bailey, maybe if you'd suck it up and kiss some ass and let them do a layout and feature on you, we'd get some exposure. Would you help me help you?
That's classic. I guess it really is like the movie. So Jerry Maguire. Help me help you. Anyone? Anyone?
Why do I even bother? If I didn't believe in your talent, Bailey, I can assure you, I would have told you and your friends to fuck off by now.
Jeez, what crawled up her butt?
Shut up, Lane. Muffy, Bailey's friend, walks in.
Hello, lovely earth goddesses. Isn't this like the most beautiful day?
Hey, Muffy.
Hey, Muff.
Hey, Bay. I was up in G-ville last weekend for a PETA lesbian poetry rally conference, and a bunch of us went to see your show. It was, like, so awesome. I was so proud.
Oh, thanks, Muff. What you drinking?
Wheat beer.
Jesus, what is that smell?
Oh, that's patchouli oil.
Did you bathe in it?
Well, see, I won this gift basket from the Sands Animal Organic Store at the conference. It had this whole assortment of patchouli soap, oil, and lotion.
Okay, but you don't have to use all of them at once.
Yeah, and what kind of assortment is that if it's all patchouli anyway? You know, Muffy, you can be a lesbian and not shop at the organic store. It won't take your toaster away if you shop at Target.
Lane, you're so funny. So, Bailey, when I was at your show last weekend, it got me thinking, you know, a few of the girls from my writer's group get together once a month and do this creative expression thing. So I thought maybe we could perform some poetry as like an opening act for you.
Oh, Muffy, I don't know.
Just think about it. Like, it would so work. I can feel it. Listen. Can't you? I mean, it's like us coming together as like performance sisters, you know, with my poetry and you with your comedy, with the full moon coming up and Venus rising. It's so totally in the stars.
Dina, your phone's ringing here.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Dina Jones. Yes. Oh, really? Can I put you on hold? Thanks.
It's the Lesbo Beer people. They'll consider sponsoring a show if you do a layout and feature and she-rag with them. You know, kind of a cross-promotional thing. What do you think?
Bailey?
Tune in next time to see what Bailey decides about she-rag, Muffy's poetry opening act, and wheat beer.